Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Change Your Questions, Change Your Life. Fourth edition by Merrilee Adams, PhD, presents a practical approach to improving leadership, coaching, and everyday results by upgrading the questions people ask themselves and others. Positioned in the Inquiry Institute Library series, the book builds on the idea that moments of stress, conflict, or uncertainty often trigger habitual thinking patterns that narrow options and escalate defensiveness. Adams offers a clear framework for shifting from reactive, judgment-driven thinking to curious, learning-focused inquiry. Rather than emphasizing abstract theory, the book translates mindset into action through repeatable tools designed for real conversations at work and at home. Readers are guided to notice inner dialogue, interrupt unhelpful assumptions, and replace them with questions that open up clarity, accountability, and collaboration. The fourth edition reinforces the relevance of inquiry-based leadership in environments shaped by rapid change, complex relationships, and high expectations for results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the choice between judgment and learning. A central theme is the practical distinction between a judgment mindset and a learning mindset. In high-pressure situations, many people default to certainty, blame, and quick conclusions. The book frames this as a predictable mental trap that reduces curiosity and increases defensiveness. Adams contrasts that with a learning orientation that treats challenges as information-rich, asks what can be understood, and looks for options beyond the obvious. The value of this shift is not merely emotional, it affects decisions, relationships, and outcomes. By recognizing early signs of judgment such as rigid either-or thinking, negative labeling, or self-criticism, readers can pause before acting on assumptions. The learning mindset is presented as a deliberate choice that changes the quality of attention people bring to problems. Instead of asking why someone is wrong, inquiry asks what is happening, what matters, and what can be tried next. This topic matters for leaders and coaches because it turns everyday friction into an opportunity to gather insight, lower conflict, and move toward shared results. Secondly, question. Thinking as a leadership practice, the book treats questioning not as a soft skill but as a leadership discipline that shapes culture and performance. Leaders influence results by the questions they model, reward, and repeatedly ask. Adams emphasizes that questions direct focus, and focus drives action. When leaders ask questions that invite learning, they signal psychological safety, encourage problem ownership, and reduce the fear of being wrong. This creates conditions where people surface risks early, propose improvements, and engage more fully. The book also highlights that leadership questions work both externally in conversations and internally in self-management. A leader who can question their own reactions is better able to stay constructive during disagreement, avoid escalation, and keep teams aligned with purpose. Inquiry-based leadership supports clearer priorities by asking what success looks like, what obstacles are real, and what resources are available. It also strengthens accountability by shifting from accusatory questions to questions that clarify commitments and next steps. In this framing, question thinking becomes a repeatable method for navigating complexity while maintaining respect and momentum. Thirdly, the 12 Tools for Better Coaching Conversations. A defining feature of the book is its set of 12 practical tools that translate inquiry into actions a reader can practice. Rather than depending on charisma or intuition, the tools provide structure for coaching, feedback, and performance discussions. The emphasis is on moving from telling to asking in ways that still achieve results. Effective coaching questions help another person clarify goals, explore assumptions, and design experiments they can commit to. The tools support conversations that are both human and outcome-driven by balancing empathy with directness. They also help coaches and managers avoid common pitfalls such as rescuing, fixing too quickly, or interrogating in a way that feels unsafe. Adams positions inquiry as a means to build capability, not dependency. When people discover their own answers, they increase confidence and follow through. Another benefit is that inquiry can depersonalize conflict by focusing on shared aims and observable facts instead of character judgments. Overall, the toolkit approach makes the book useful for practitioners who want scripts, prompts, and frameworks that can be applied immediately in one-on-ones, team meetings, and cross-functional problem solving. Fourthly, replacing assumptions with curiosity under stress. Stress is presented as the moment when questioning matters most and is most likely to disappear. Under pressure, people tend to compress complex realities into simple narratives that protect ego or reduce uncertainty. The book encourages readers to notice these narratives and test them with curiosity. This topic addresses the practical challenge of staying open when stakes are high, emotions are strong, or time is limited. Inquiry is not portrayed as endless exploration, it is targeted curiosity that quickly improves accuracy. By asking what evidence supports a belief, what else could be true, and what a reasonable person might be seeing, readers can reduce misinterpretation and unproductive conflict. The approach also supports self-compassion, because harsh self-judgments can be replaced by questions that explore needs, values, and next actions. This is especially relevant for leaders who must manage their own state while influencing others. Curiosity becomes a stabilizing mechanism that prevents escalation, improves listening, and increases the chance of choosing a response aligned with long-term goals rather than short-term relief. Lastly, creating a culture of inquiry for results. Beyond individual behavior, the book explores how inquiry can shape team norms and organizational culture. A culture of inquiry is characterized by people asking better questions together, questions that clarify purpose, reveal constraints, surface risks, and invite learning from failures. Adams links this to results by showing how high-performing environments depend on honest information flow, collaboration, and continuous improvement. When inquiry is normalized, teams spend less energy on blame and more on problem-solving. Meetings become more productive because participants focus on what matters, what success requires, and what decisions are needed. Feedback becomes less threatening because it is framed as learning, and that increases willingness to adjust behavior. The book also suggests that inquiry supports innovation by expanding the range of options considered and encouraging experimentation. For leaders, building a culture of inquiry involves modeling curiosity, rewarding thoughtful questions, and responding constructively when people raise concerns. Over time, this reduces rework, strengthens trust, and makes it easier to handle change. The topic underscores that better questions are not just personal tools, they are strategic assets for sustainable performance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for leaders, managers, coaches, consultants, educators, and anyone who wants more effective conversations under real-world pressure. It also fits readers who feel stuck in reactive patterns, whether those show up as defensiveness, over-control, people-pleasing, or harsh self-talk. The benefit is practical and personal. By learning to recognize judgment-driven thinking and intentionally shift to inquiry, readers can improve decision quality, strengthen relationships, and reduce unnecessary conflict. The focus on questions gives a simple lever that can be used in minutes, not weeks, making it useful for busy professionals. Compared with many leadership and coaching books that emphasize broad principles, this one stands out for its structured toolkit and repeatable frameworks aimed at everyday moments. A tense meeting, a performance conversation, a difficult email, or an internal spiral of worry. Its inquiry-based approach can complement other methods like feedback models or coaching techniques because it upgrades the mindset underneath them. For readers seeking sustainable results, the book offers a clear reason to buy. It provides actionable tools that improve both leadership impact and personal resilience through better questions. If you would like to support Merrilee Adams PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.